Proclamation number 8002, dated the September 25th, 1961. God's language through the elements of nature. I expect of you, my servants, total commitment to me and my kingdom, for people's spiritual hardship necessitates it. Only a short time separates you from the very last end, and whatever can be done for the salvation of the souls shall still be done, for the earth will assimilate everything again which had failed as a human being, and this is an appalling fate which I would like to avert from every individual person. But you yourselves make the final decision and free will. I myself cannot do anything but admonish and warn you by constantly speaking to you, and everyone who supports me in this respect will be blessed by me. And thus the near end should always be mentioned, and also the fact that prior to it I will clearly express myself once more through a powerful natural event, for it will be my last warning when I speak through the elements of nature to people who didn't want to listen to my word. This language cannot be ignored, for people will be horrified when they are confronted by an inconceivably extensive natural disaster that will leave no one unaffected insofar as the news will reach wherever people live, so that every individual can draw his own conclusions, so that every individual can feel personally addressed by it, because the same event can also affect his country and even himself. This is because people will have to fear a repetition, and therefore they all have to brace themselves for a sudden demise. Much suffering and misery will still afflict the earth, and yet it is only a means I applied you to love in order to save the souls from ruin, from the appalling fate of a new banishment on this earth. However, the people affected by the natural disaster, the people who fall prey to it, are not cruelly left at the mercy of their destiny. Due to their prematurely concluded earthly life, they will be granted gifts of grace in the beyond. They will still have the opportunity to ascend further. They will have the opportunity in the beyond to reach the light which they disregarded on earth. They won't have to fear the new banishment, unless they are so obstinate that they will descend into the abyss again as true devils, that they are incorrigible and thus would not have changed on earth for the better either had they stayed alive. And even the effect of the natural disaster on people will differ, for again people will turn to me in their fear, and due to their received help also remain loyal to me. But equally a strong noticeable apostasy from me will come to the fore, because people won't accept a God of love who allowed such a work of destruction to take place, since their dark spiritual state cannot find any other explanation for this occurrence. But a clear voice like that has to resound from above, whether it is recognized as my voice or not, for the end is approaching with giant strides. And even though only a few souls will find their way to me in their distress, it will nevertheless be a gain that they no longer have to take the long process through the creations of the earth again, but can enter the kingdom of the beyond, where they can also achieve progress which would have been doubtful for them on earth, and in all probability would have led them into the abyss, or they would have endeavored towards the abyss. And I have to impart all this to you, my servants. For you should be forearmed, you should learn to look at all happenings around you only from this point of view, and you should completely give yourselves to me, and as my instruments be always active in my will. You should let go of all earthly thoughts, hand over your every worry to me, even the smallest. You should become completely absorbed in your vineyard work, yet always pay attention to my inner instructions. For overzealousness only causes harm, because wisdom promotes success, and wisdom will always be conveyed to you if you totally enter into my will, if you are only the executors of my will. And I know that you, my servants, take your task seriously, and therefore you constantly receive these instructions which you feel in your heart as my loving words, and which you therefore will also comply with for the benefit of your fellow human beings. Oh, if people only knew what awaits them. Yet they don't believe it when it is proclaimed to them through the mouth of my prophets, and they cannot be compelled into believing. Nevertheless, the day comes ever closer which will cause a complete change of living conditions, and blessed is he who will call upon me in extreme adversity, for I will hear him and grant his request, and he will never ever go astray. Amen.